I would like to inform you about some activities that Montenegro has been done in the previous 2 years. In 2022, Institute of Public Health and Ministry of Education, with the support of UNICEF, conducted research on situation and analysis of washing schools on a representative sample of 243 educational institutions, which is more than 50% of the school facilities in the country. And based on the result of this study, a new survey during 2023 to 2024, improvement of the state of the washing schools has been conducted and was focused on cross-sectoral coordination of different actors responsible for the provision of wash services in schools, including the identification of bottlenecks and causes that prevent sustainable and functional provision of these services, barriers to healthy and desirable wash-related behaviors, development of SOPs for cleaning, improvement of compliance of basic wash practices and accommodation from both students and teachers, as well as through strengthening the information system of the education sector from the aspect of including data of the quality of wash services in school. The goal was to improve the interoperability of the information system of the Institute of Public Health of Montenegro and Ministry of Education through the platform of the Information System of Education in order to improve monitoring in the domain of water quality supply, sanitation and hygiene in schools. The ultimate goal was to create a WASH profile for each educational institution, so the administration of the ministry, the Institute of Public Health and educational institution make evidence-based decisions in order to monitor progress in achieving WASH services in schools that are resistant to the impact of climate change. Outdoor water fountains with pressure taps were donated to promote head hygiene and hydration and reduce consumption of and unnecessary waste of drinking water. UNICEF and IPH worked with government institutions and stakeholders, mainly the Ministry of Education, to select priority municipalities and educational facilities with limited wash infrastructure and service coverage to model a municipal wide approach to washing schools, which could later be scaled up, expand to other, other municipalities, and finally to the national level. Also, WASH education was promoted as a part of the school curriculum and digital school platform. And this is maybe interesting for Marta. We prepared interactive educational 3-video materials for menstrual hygiene, hydration, and washing hands. And it is put on the school platform. It's available for the teacher, for parents, and also for the children. While plans were developed to strengthen and institutionalize hygiene management, menstrual education, and resilience to climate change in educational institutions in selected municipalities and whole country. Also, we donated some lockers with menstrual pads in toilets in each school as an initiation for the future administration of the schools to follow our example. Also, in addition, it was promoted the creation of positive examples of schools, communities that would transfer their good practices to other schools and thus enable them to increase their capacities for WASH, to adapt, adopt, and maintain desirable behaviors related to pressing issues of hygiene, menstrual hygiene shortages. They also lead adaptation to climate change. Also, during this project, we managed to calculate some WASH costs, mainly for hygiene in schools, were proposed with great help and support from the GIZ and presented to representatives of Ministry of Education, because water and sanitation is regularly paid by Ministry of Education, but costs for hygiene are always discutable. That is the for WASH in schools. Also, we did something in healthcare facilities. In 2021, with support of WHO, we conducted this also situation and analysis of WASH in healthcare facilities. And again, based on that results from this study, improvement of WASH in healthcare facilities and Roma and Egyptian communities in Montenegro, supported by UNICEF in 2024, is currently conducted and proposed interventions as a part of this project with the aim to increase access to adequate water supply, sanitation and hygiene, as well as increase resistance to climate change in health institutions. with the support of adequate interventions in the field of the procedures and guidelines, as well as interventions aimed at behavioral changes, employees and patients related to WASH. As a part of equity, the Protocol of Water and Health stipulated that equal access to water adequate in both quantity and quality should be provided to all members of the population, especially those who are in disadvantaged position or socially excluded. And this project also supports research that would collect data necessary for adequate decision making and overcoming obstacles in improving WASH standards in Roma settlements. The recommendation of EU Council on Equality, Inclusion and Participation of Roma adopted in March 2021 put a special emphasis on access to water and sanitation, analyzing their role in solving structural inequalities between Roma and the general population, linking it to access to decent housing and health prevention. Therefore, solving inequalities in access to water and sanitation is useful for improving the health of Roma and Egyptians, but also for solving gender inequalities with that population. Our research is conducted in such a way that is inclusive and involves the engagement and active participant of community members as a key informant. Their participation increased the reliability of the obtained data, contribution to social justice and solidarity, availability of information and contribution to the certain a feasibility recommendation and implementation of intervention by the competent institutions from the local and central level. In addition, project promotes good practicing and WASH education among Roma and Egyptians to adopt, and maintain desirable behaviors related to hygiene, menstrual health, water scarcity, and climate change adaptation. And the specific goals are strengthening capacity of health workers on WASH and infections prevention and control, best practicing, including the adaptation of WASH fit guidelines to the national context for the provision of adequate WASH services in all health institutions as a basis for achieving equitable and quality health care for users, staff, patients, and visitors, with special emphasis on vulnerable groups. And the second goal is improving the availability of quality of data on water, sanitation, and hygiene services in Roma and Egyptian settlements in order to improve management and decision making based on the social and inclusions about WASH through the provision of adequate educational material for activities with the children and families from the Roma and Egyptian population. And even though we are always trying to do something, Institute of Public Health and the different UN organizations are making maximum efforts to improve WASH servicing in institutions. There is still lack of support of an understanding from decision makers, limited awareness in general population, and limited support of media who still do not understand the importance of WASH services and its impact on the health and well-being of the population. Thank you.